Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers starting a series from hallowed Fenway Park. First of a three-game set, and they used an opener, Jared Koenig, going against Cutter Crawford. So Koenig getting a bunch of lefties to start things off. Three of the first four batters in the order were left-handed. However, when he got through Rafi Devers, there were runners on first and second and two out. So a decision. Do you bring in the bulk man, Bryce Wilson, or do you go to somebody else? They went to Bryce Wilson, inheriting two runners in a scoreless game at the bottom of the first. He stepped up.
Kicks and delivers, and a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Contreras. So Wilson comes out of the pen and strikes out Tyler O'Neill, a big ortho ASAP strikeout, and the inning is over.
Lane Grindle on the call. That would set the tone for the rest of the day for Bryce Wilson. The Brewers offense would pick things up in the third. A leadoff double by Jackson Churio into left center field. Then Blake Perkins was trying to bunt him over, but it was such a perfect bunt, he got himself aboard. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Terang behind with an 0-2 count.
They lead from the corners in the 0-2. Swung on and poked into left field. This should be deep enough to get the run in as Jaron Duran backtracks and makes the catch, but tagging from third is Churio. The throw will just come into the middle, and the Brewers have scored first. A sacrifice fly by Bryce Terang makes it 1-0 Milwaukee here in the third inning.
Seems inauspicious enough, but then two pitches later, a baby bull was loose.
The pitch hit high and deep to left field, way back up to the monster, and gone! Two-run home run, William Contreras. That was a screamer into the monster seats. It knocked a beverage out of the fan's hand up there. That's how hard it was hit. And the Brewers lead it 3-0 in the third inning.
112 miles an hour off the bat from William, one of the hardest hit balls of the season for the crew. So you blink and it's 3-0 Brewers. Meanwhile, Bryce Wilson was rolling. He did allow an RBI double to David Hamilton in the fourth inning, but he made sure to do a good job leaving two men stranded in that fourth inning to keep the Brewers out in front. Then we pick things up in the fifth inning with the leadoff man, or the nine hitter Perkins, led off with an infield single, stole second base, and with one out, Contreras walked. It was a great at bat. And Yelich came to the plate looking to do damage.
Yelich, a drive out towards center. Rafaela on his horse, back, and it is off the top of the wall. Perkins racing around third. He will score. Contreras will stop at third. Checking into second with an RBI double is Christian Yelich. You can't hit it much better than he just did.
It was a rocket off the bat from Yelly, 105. And then, the third time through the order is always tough for a starter. Crawford was dealing with it. You're thinking about, man, they held up Contreras for Adames coming to the plate. Adames showing signs he's breaking out of this funk.
1-2 to Adames. Is a fly ball out to right. Racing back is Abreu. It's over his head. And one hops the wall. Contreras will score. Yelich striking around third. He's in there safely. It's a two-run double for Adames. And the Brewers with a 6-1 lead at Fenway.
Lane Grindle's call once again. They would hold that lead for the majority of the game. Bryce Wilson, he allowed another run in the sixth, but overall his final line was 5 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, only 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. He earned the victory tonight, to say the least. Just to pour salt into the wound, the Brewers went to their A bullpen because they needed some work. It was Brian Hudson in the 7th and 8th inning. He got a pair of strikeouts, 5 whiffs total. Yoel Piamps in the 9th as well. Also, the defense had a little help for their pitching.
1-0 pitch. Popped up, shallow right, long run for Freelick, diving catch by Sal. Welcome back to Boston, Sal Freelick. Sal doesn't have a hit tonight, but he's got a highlight reel play in right field.
And he had a full crew watching him behind home with about 30-40 tickets out for Sal Freelick, as he did give them something to smile about on their way back to Lexington tonight. Brewers get the victory, 7-2, the final score.